Begin the current daven set the zayim and daven gimel begin on the midbeis. Begin with taste the masel. Begins with the gemara. See a bida. It's doing is mechiki is racing. Chayes can explain the current of Nechem Yitzchak, who is explaining the reasoning of Rabbi Achi that says in Megillah that's valid to be used for a different seita is since it doesn't have to be lishma by a seita. That's only by the erasing, but not by the writing. Then if that's the case, then why can't you erase from the tire? Because the Gemara asks from Nachman Yisrael that said according to Bachem Bereishit that you have to be lishma, and even so, it's valid. It was written for one woman because it was written at least to be for a seita. From Mishnah and Gittin of Chumtal Manav that said if someone writes to divorce his wife and he changes his mind and he finds someone else that has the same name as him and the same wife has the same name, even though it was written to be a get, but since it wasn't written for this woman, it's not going to be valid. Particularly from Nachman Yisrael that it's going to be valid if it's written for one or the other. So what's the difference? And I think Gemara says no. That the difference between a get and the saita is because by a saita, it's only the erasing has to be lishma, not the writing. But then Taisa says, if you're going to say, if that's the case, lama imaik lama la taira, then why can't you erase from the taira? You don't have to be written lishma, only has to do the asiya. But I'm reading, he says, that's for a different reason. It says that you should write these curses. Yibina should take siva lishma, Allah has to read that it was written to be for curses. And then it's going to take effect. And that's what the scroll is written for. So, even though there's no problem about lishma, but a sefer Torah was written stama, it was not written to be l'shem Allah, and therefore that's why it's going to be invalid to erase from a sefer Torah. Turn next to the matzah begins with the gemara. She day l'tas hasharet. He knew how to purify a dead sharet. It basically explains what type of benefit is this that a student could purify something that 150 reasons that the Torah says is tame. Because the gemara brought that Bryce says that there was a student in Yavne that was able to be mitare sharets 150 reasons, which even though the Torah says it's tummy, he's able to show that it's tar. That's bothering Taisa. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that yes, meaning it's coming to show his sharpness. That because someone has to be sharp, but Taisa is thought to say that the intent was literally to mitar the shirts, and that's not going to be tummy at all. So Taisa says, "Tam, it's a wonder. My harifas ulatars the shirts are turned to masabahadu. What type of sharpness is there that someone's going to purify a shirt?" So the Torah says explicitly that it's going to be tummy. What type of kunz is that? So Ben Tummy says no. Actually, the linear tumas nevelas are. What we're talking about here is regarding the tumma of a nevela, which is shelo yatami kizayis mimenu b'masa. What we mean to say is that we're talking about regarding the nevela of the sheretz after it dies, which talacha generally is by nevela of an animal that dies that's going to have a tumma even not just by touching but also when you're carrying. That's what this student was coming to say is that the nevela of a sheretz is not going to have a tumma of masa. It's not going to have a tumma of kizayis of a masa, but when it has the size of a kizayis, because you would think that it's including the tumma of masa as every nevela. Because it says in the pasuk, "Ibn nevelaschayer," or the carcass of a dead animal. Now, b'sheretz av pishur rechesh. Now, regarding a sheretz, even though it crawls, b'chalal chay k'may nachash, it is including the category of a wild animal like a snake, even though it crawls too. The shinim b'sanedrin pek abba misa, like we expanding the sanedrin that notesim a base. It says in Pasim b'chol chay remesis, and all wild animals that crawl, what's a chay that's remesis? It's a nachash, that's a snake. The yod Ravina kavachim b'nachash, and Ravina was learning kavachimer from the snake. The yod b'chol nevelas chay, where even though it's a chay, but it's excluded from the category of a nevela b'chaya. And as we find in Ma'at Lebetoris Kain, the Metumas Nevelas, we learn Teres Kain that's excluded from the Tumas Nevelas. We have a kol hoylech al giche, but anything that goes on its belly, which we can learn from there from a kavachimer that for sure nevela b'sheretz. That's not my betuma. It's not going to be betuma of masa of nevela, and that was what is going to be mitar the sheretz from the tuma of nevela of masa. Now, and says tzeis b'chimasik b'lehi. When the gemara concludes that it's actually not that case, you don't have a kavuchemer. But tzeis a kavuchemer. The kamakam asi b'mametino. So although you cannot learn from a kavuchemer, you can learn from a mametino or comparison. So it's not a kavuchemer. But shabem minochash don't have b'chal chaya. You can learn that just like my snake is not included in chaya. Hachanem kol shrotzim sherekushin. Also, all vermin that crawl. Lehem v'cholcha is not included in the wild animal. And therefore, that was what this Talmud Vasi was coming to learn out, that not that it's going to be tar totally, because Torah says tamei, but that it's not going to have the tumma of masa. Now, it says Taisa, but they must read the Torah's Kainim. The read did not find in the Brisa of Torah's Kainim, Shemakim, we don't find this where the Bein Tam is mentioning, that Nachash, Metumah, Nevela, that way they would exclude the snake from having the tumma of Nevela. And if that's the case, then since a snake is included as a Chaya, then this Nevela actually would have a tumma of masa. And then you don't have any more mamatina to learn out to purify the nevela b'sheretz from us. But so the Rehi has another difficulty. It's because the behed yibemayt b'teretz kain. Actually, we have explicitly in the Brisa b'teretz kain. Kol shratim and tumas nevelas. We exclude all shratim from the tumas nevelas. Diktani hasim. Like we learned with the he, it says in the pasuk he mitame b'masa. That's where it's going to have a tumah of masa. But ve'in shratim tumah b'masa. But shratim are not going to have a tumah of masa. Sheyachol, because you would think ma behemish le'asak hasim damik b'tzar. Because you would think, okay, if an animal where the pasuk does not make its blood like its flesh. In other words, if a person touches the blood, it's not going to become tummy like when they touch the dead flesh of the animal. And even so, metame masa, it contaminates by just carrying it. So regarding a dead bug, which the blood is also like the flesh. In addition, metame masa isn't a kavuchemet metame masa. Tamalama says the braisa he v'loy sheretz. So what do you need this limud if there's explicitly a braisa in teres kainim? But me or yeshlema, however, tells us what you could say regarding the second question. I'll go to ikamiut, although that you're right, we have a miut. But still, Abin HaMakav HaChemer could still say that the student was bringing it from a Makav HaChemer, which is not difficult. You could still have a Makav HaChemer even though there's a meal. Abel Kashem, what there is a difficulty is, Hey Chas Rabin Levan Al Makav HaChemer, Shabbat Teres, how could Rabin come to nullify the Makav HaChemer that's mentioned in Teres Kainim, which sounds like from there the Sheretz is Metabe B'masa. The Ilav the Ikka Mi'ut Behedin, if we didn't have an explicit Mi'ut, other up to the contrary. We would make the kavachemah from the Teres Kainim, we would say that the Sheretz has a Tumas HaMasa, and we would not be Metarit from the Limit of Ravina. You could actually refute the kavachim of Ravina. Because regarding a snake that we find as tar, even if you're touching it, if it has the size of a lentil, because only the size of a gezeis. In contrast to by shratzim, the tumah is even smaller than that of a lentil. So therefore we find the stringent by shratzim more than the snake, and therefore we can't say the kavachim anymore from the snake. That's not mitame masa to say that it's a kavachim for shratzim. There shouldn't be mitame b'masa. So Tosis had brought from the Ravina Tam that explained that what that student was coming to have the Sheretz with 150 reasoning was not totally tar, but was just coming to say that's not going to have a Tumah Masa in the Mela. But Tosis had many questions and remains with a question on that interpretation of Ravina Tam. Tinek says about the beginning of the word the Gemara, it would be easier for a person to not have been created. Which Tosis explained that's not a contradiction with the Gemara Navay Dezar. Because the Gemara brings that Bisham Mesil, they had this dispute. Yeah, Noyach, Loy Noyach. And the conclusion is, yes, better person not have been created. Now, Tosis bothered because of Hadamim and Perikam Navay Diz Gelulim. We learned in the first Perikam Navay Diz of Him and Aleph that says, Boy, even not to the table of Hussein. Let's come and give thanks to our fathers who committed the sin of the ego. Shalmolehin Lechatu, because if they weren't to sin, Leban Leilim, we would never have come to the world. Which is because by Matan Torah, the Jewish people became like angels. They would not have had children. It's only when they sinned that then they became like mortals. And then they had children, and then we came here. But if not for them, we never came to the world. But it sounds like that we have to give thanks for them that we're here. But I thought you said over in the Gemara, it's better that we've not been born. And that's the taste of Mefarash Rashi. No, the Gemara there explains that this Rosh Lakish said we would never came to the world doesn't mean we never came to the world at all. Can't say that. Because it says, that other Rishon saw that the future generations were going to be there. So obviously, what it means to say is rather, Ema say, Kimishali Banu La'ilm. It's like as if we didn't come to the world. Because had they not sinned, so then they would live forever. And as long as they're alive, we would have been considered as nothing. So it doesn't mean that we have to give thanks that or else we wouldn't have been here. So it's not about being here because we would have been here either way. It just means that we would have been considered as insignificant. But yes, like Agumar says. But you know, another approach to this is, you're right. Agumar that says better that a person would not have been created is talking about a regular person. A tzaddik, righteous person, which is what that Gemara that is referring to, is Ashraf, Bashri, Dari, he's praised, and his generation is praised. It's not a contradiction. It depends what type of person, if Nevelim Shalai Nivra, or it would have been better that he was created, like the Gemara that makes it sound like.